Welcome, everybody. This is our newer type of episode that we're going to call Consilium, which, if you're not familiar with that, it means kind of like a council or a meeting. And this is kind of like a meeting where we're going to discuss different topics. And we kind of have a relatively new controversial topic that's going around. Well, kind of new in a sense because of the Snow White issue, but kind of old because it's all about woke and cancellation, whatever.
You guys didn't tell me about this.
That's no, I didn't. Yeah, I did. hopefully we all can put in some thoughts on here.
Can't put me finger on what lies in store. I feel what's to happen. All happened before.
Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff.
I have the power to see into the future. Centuries into the future!
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
Ah, how shall I do it? Oh, I know.
The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Perhaps Madame Leota can establish contact. She has a remarkable head for materializing.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome. Our next stop is the Magic Kingdom.
Like you were talking about off camera, I've seen some other podcasts or vloggers who are like, you know, Disney needs to learn and blah, blah, blah. And no, well, maybe they need to learn, but like, I don't want Disney to fail, you know, like I'm not, don't sell anything off, like just get shit in order, you know? So I'm not trying to be negative here, but there are some things they need to change, I think.
Yeah, we're going to be, we're all Disney fans, right? We can just get this out of the way. We all love Disney. We're not shills. I say we're not shilling, you know, like we like Disney. We love Disney and we're not here to make content, which is like Disney, you know, this and that, you know, there's a lot of rage bait stuff. That's not why we're here. We're the exact opposite. We're all Disney fans and we want to see Disney succeed, and we're sort of like, you know, but then you sort of within that context, you know, you got to speak truthfully. And I think that's sort of, am I wrong? Is that where?
No, that's where exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just certain things you're just like, what are they thinking? You know? And I think they know that too, because that, I forgot her name, but you know, they fired her, their, what do they call her? Equality manager or something. I forgot what it was.
I forgot her name. Yeah, we can look it up.
But they let her go, and there's a reason for it.
Look it up. We got to look it up. Diversity. No, it's diversity, inclusion, you know.
Diversity, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they did. That happened. No, it wasn't a coach. It's what they call, I don't know what it was, but, you know, we can... Hannah.
Yeah, it was something diversity.
Yeah, we got to be authentic on this cast here. You know, we can't.
She literally. I guess I should have had a video, but she literally came on some report, interview, whatever. Oh, I can shove all kinds of people in this show here and do this thing over here just to make things different and just to make everything diverse, just because she thought she could.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this was part of that. And this is kind of the last thing is, you know, coming out still. But, you know, there's a time and a place to do certain things that, you know, maybe change things for the better. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to change the sex or the race on different characters just because you can, you know.
Sure.
And I think, those are good thoughts. I think in our culture, I think right now, you know, and by the way, for all the listeners, we talked about this before. I'm somebody who's not a politically charged person. I'm just not, you know, I don't identify as a conservative or a super progressive. I'm actually a registered independent, which means I actually think there's beauty on both sides. And I think there's a lot on both sides that we can learn from each other. You know, that is my political stance. So when it comes to Disney, when it comes to some of these more crazy, you know, these controversial topics, I'm one in which I'm all ears. You know, I'm open-minded. I try to listen to stories, but that comes from both sides. And I'm a big fan of the original stories. And so, you know, I'm not one that just watch anything new from Disney. Oh, that's just perfect. Well, that's, you know, yeah. But I'm not one that just demon, you know, will just anything new. I'm just like, well, it's woke and it's garbage. That's not me right. either.
You know? Well, I think to get away from the Snow White thing, but Indiana Jones, this style of Destiny suffered from that big time. And a lot of people that I talked to who saw it said it was just fine. There's that character who gets taken above any position or whatever. But yeah. The movie was still decent. And, you know, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So
here you go.
We went and saw it. And I was about to say,
she liked it. So I'm gonna pass her the mic.
Okay. Thank you.
If we want to go through that. Yeah, I guess I don't belong here.
I was going to say a minute ago is, you know, Jeff is, you know, like he said, he's not going to watch every Disney movie that comes out. He's also not going to call everything woke. I will watch everything that comes out because I just like watching movies, whether it's Disney or not. So
same.
I did watch Indiana Jones and I liked it. But also I go into movies with zero expectations these days. So as long as it's a fun movie, I'm not disappointed.
Right.
Whereas Jeff, he said it was better than he thought it was going to be. So you did say that. But your bar was very low. So.
Plus, I've been drinking. So I think I have
that'll
to
help.
The movie tavern. You know, when you're like two tankers in, anything's great. So,
well. Yeah. I was going to say, well, speaking of that, you got drunk Indiana Jones in the beginning. Like, what was that about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the biggest complaint I've seen is like, how could you just like make him like a old drunken dude, like doesn't know anything? And,
well,
like,
I'm going to tell you one thing. I bet Harrison Ford was like, I want to drink in that scene.
And that's fair. There's a lot of Harrison Ford, like, Han Solo is like, kill me. There's a lot of, I don't know what Harrison Ford has against his own characters. He's like Blade Runner. He's just make me a replicant.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I actually love Blade Runner and I love the new one, by the way, just for the record. But Indiana Jones is like, just do me in. I don't know what Harrison Ford, like, I don't know. That's kind of a Harrison Ford thing, apparently. I don't
he's
know.
Like, maybe. He's his own like anti-hero, you know.
He's like, if I hear Indy one more time, just do away with me. I don't know. You know.
Well, I mean, it's like he's always like the lead, so they never kill him off. He's just like, I just want to be killed off one time. Come on.
They did Han Solo. He's like,
I know, but
I'll be in your movie as long as you kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like,
yes.
Yeah. Now give me, cut me my check.
I will throw myself off my plane.
Yeah. I know. You can fly the Millennium Falcon, but you can't land a simple one propeller. Never mind. Anyways, something different. No. I love me some Harrison Ford.
He's a character. Did you see that interview I showed him? It was really funny. There was an interview recently where a lady was, you know, she was being thirsty. But she was.
We should call him. Like, oh, you're still hot. And
she's like, yeah, there's a scene in the new Indiana Jones where you're shirtless and you still got it. And he was just like, well, I was blessed with this body. Like this 80-something-year-old man. And I was just like cracking up. But that's just.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just doing the movies just for fun these days.
Yeah, let's get back on track.
Sorry. Though.
Yeah, what we're talking in the end,
it's kind of on track. Woke, but off.
We're talking about we're eventually going to talk about Snow White.
We're
going to talk about, you know, probably a lot that, you know, the complexities of. I don't know, like, yeah, man, you know, what does it look like to represent a story? Probably in today's culture. However, keep the heart and the spirit of the old story. I imagine that's where we're going. That's where I thought.
Yeah, I think so. You never know where things are going to lead, but yeah, I mean, I don't remember, Steve, was I talking about this with you about kids these days and like,
yeah,
how like unintentioned, like they just like. Like they're all over the place, yeah. And like games these days have like so many different things in it. Right, like you there. Can't just settle on one thing because they don't focus. Like it's just like completely different.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that's why they do these things to make things different and throw people off. And I it's kind of weird.
Well, yeah, I study this stuff. I read a lot of books on all this because I am a weird person. So I'm always like, what is happening? Why? Why is culture? Why are movies this way? I want to know. I want to know the formula. And so I probably read more. Well, I used to. I don't read as many books as I should. Hannah's going to call me out on this if I don't. So I don't read as many books as I should, but I used to. I used to read tons of books about culture, especially pop culture. And that's one of my passions. And especially when it comes to the cultural wars, which I find both fascinating and right now I just find kind of disheartening, you know, and I think we're all there in the disheartening part. And that's probably why, you know, we're discussing this topic right now is because there's a part of us probably that we're here because we love Disney. We are here because there are some stories that we have in our past and Disney, you know, the old story that connect with us, that resonate with our culture. And it's sometimes right now it's sort of tough to see these old stories retold in ways that are sometimes good, right? Like there's things that's like, okay, that was pretty good. But then sometimes it just seems like a cash grab. It seems like these things are retold in a way that's just on the trend of you know, the formula of our modern culture. And then you lose the heart of sometimes these old stories that, you know, saying some of these stories go back for you know, years and years and years.
Yeah.
Grimm, like, you know, and there's a presupposition in the new stories of that is that the old stories were, well, they're garbage and they have nothing to tell. And they're actually, I don't know. Look at Snow White. Snow White's a good example. You know, there's nothing of that old story of worth in our cultural situation here and now. Therefore, we have to retell the story in a way that we can tell our own narrative and leave that old narrative behind because that old narrative doesn't have anything worthy of you know, in today's culture, in the here and now. And maybe my question would be, is that true? You know, is there something about the old Snow White story that really does resonate with the here and now? I don't know.
I mean, I could say there's probably a point for both, but
yeah.
I mean, generally we go into stories or watch movies because it takes us away from where we are. So I don't know if it needs to have anything to do with what we are doing today.
Okay. Yeah. Hannah, what do you think?
Back then, and it hasn't been that long since I mean, when Snow White was first wrote, from when Disney actually made something about it, that was a long period of time. And since Disney made it from here, it's not that long, just considerable.
Yeah.
It worked back then. Why wouldn't it work now? I mean, you remade the Jungle Cruise. You changed slightly some things.
Yeah.
I mean, and that works still. Like,
I don't know. But if it wasn't for Snow White, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about all this stuff.
That's true, too.
And there wouldn't be no Disneyland or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, getting a little off topic again, the Little Mermaid. Like, I'm fine if you want to make her black, if you want to say she doesn't need a man. But why did you do that? Was there a reason?
I would have just made a whole different movie.
Yeah, I mean, make your own story.
In the Little Mermaid cartoons, like, there was a black mermaid.
And I understand that. Sure.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they could have gone off her story, and it would have been a completely original.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You could have made a sequel or something. To change the story that we all... But to change the story that we were all looking forward to seeing as a live action, and then we're like, oh, what is this? She doesn't need a man. Isn't that the whole point of her leaving the ocean? Is to go.
So Hannah says something the other day that was really good. It's like, you know, well, you have your moments. No, but it was like, think of these remakes, not like, remember when, I don't know, I'm 38. So I remember the Disney Channel real well. And I remember, like, there'd be these specials on Saturday that was just these. You know, they were on TV, so you didn't expect them to be perfect. You didn't expect them to be, but they were like, oh, it's Saturday. Oh, hey, this is new. I'm going to watch it. I sort of think, like, it'd be really cool to approach some of these, you know, live action remakes in that sort of mind space, because they're playful and they're not always, you know, some of us like them, some of us don't. They're doing new things. They're changing things. But you can certainly say they are not, you know, just they're not, you know, they're retellings, and that phrase retellings are like, they take creative liberties. Hey, and a lot of people love them, a lot of people don't, and but for me personally, and I guess when Hannah said that, you know, probably. What, like yesterday or something? I think
it was when we saw The Little Mermaid. So
again, I have like two tankers, so I barely remember. but it really is. If you get to, you're a kid, you're 10 years old, you know, you're on your couch, and you turn on the TV, and it's the Disney Channel, and you're like, oh, what's on? And you know, since back in the day, like, you know, it wasn't months and months and months they'd plug in. It was like Thursday. It would be like, if you watch Disney Channel on Saturday, it is the new Little Mermaid or the new this or whatever. So the problem, I think, is, you know, they put out these retelling the we call it the button up bumpers, whatever it is, the marketing. So and it builds it up and it will always let you down. But when you think of it sort of as a retelling in the space of a Saturday Disney Channel special that you'll watch it once or maybe twice, they might play it again, and then that's it. I think it becomes a lot more fun. I think a lot becomes, and then you can kind of sort of enjoy it a little bit more, and you're not so attached to the original, because you're like, hey, this is a playful retelling, and they're trying new things. For me, that has made, just that mind space has made. Now, you can all push back on it for sure, and I hope you do, because I think it would be a very interesting conversation. But for me, it has made that just a lot more enjoyable to go and just to watch these new things, and to know this isn't the definitive, this isn't the official retelling of The Little Mermaid. Oh my goodness, this is just a retelling of The Little Mermaid. You know, it's just, you know, when I don't take it so seriously, I can open up a little bit to a and I'll tell you what, The Little Mermaid, when I did that, there were parts of the movie I went back and I was like, wow, this is, there were a little few parts that I thought were very powerful and very beautiful. And there was a lot, I'm like, yeah, nope. That's not, definitely not as good, but it helped me in that, be in that mind. I know Hannah's gonna, I know she's tripping. She's seething in the her face. But it helped me get in a space where I felt like I didn't have just these, you know, Disney has an agenda and this, I went into the movie as a little kid again and just open-minded. You know, and there are things I liked and things I didn't, and I'm don't mind talking about it either, but you know, but I felt it was it released me from that binary dichotomistic, I'm using big words, like either it's woke and it's garbage, or hey, no matter how bad it is, I'm for it. Ugh. And it just let me see it for through my own eyes. And I thought that was meaningful to me. So
she was about to grab it from you anyway.
I was not seething. I had something to add because, you know, that it is different for me because I have I'm less likely to read things about movies beforehand like Jeff is, like super in depth. And I was saying it nicely. Jeff spoils movies all the time. I just like to go in with, like he said, this is what I said to him about that. I was like, after the movie, it's like, I just go into movies like I'm watching a Disney Channel original movie. Like the Lizzie McGuire movie or something. I'm like, I'm not expecting it to be winning any Oscars. Like, I'm going into it to watch a fun, beautifully, like visually beautiful movie. But then I think back, you know, all the different Beauty and the Beast movies I've seen and TV shows that I've seen about Beauty and the Beast. I'm like, yeah, there's some pretty crappy ones out there. In French class in high school, we watched the French version, and let me tell you, it was something else. But because all these are based on fairy tales, it's kind of open to interpretation. And a lot of, I mean, you could make 100 different kinds of Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast. And
yeah,
I don't know.
All right. Here's the big question. What do you guys think?
Okay, so
that's the big question.
Here's my point, though. I completely agree 100% all that. And I'm for that. And that's a cool way of looking at things. Having said that, this is a big blockbuster budgeted movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And second, I'm all for them changing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're just doing it just because you want to, because you're trying to be woke or whatever, mm-hmm. that's like a whole different ballgame.
Oh, I agree.
And I'm with you. So there's a book I read. Oh, I shouldn't say the book I read. I'm going to get blacklisted. I love Disney. Bob Iger, I love you. Don't put me on a list. I love Goofy. I want to be a shill.
We can't get into the parks anyway. So what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, again,
that's
anyways,
my older ball game.
Brett Iwan. I don't want to be, you know.
So you need to say.
No. Okay. So I'm just teasing. No, I agree. And there's a way of being like, okay, I'm someone again. I love the idea of diversity. I love, so growing up, I could remember in the 90s, I watched shows like The Puzzle Place. The Puzzle Place was, and Power Rangers, you know, there was representation. It was really like Power Rangers. You had all kinds of different, you know, ethnicities and people and genders, like, but it was all, you all got Star Trek, right? So like you all, there was all this special, well, think Power Rangers, like you all got a morpher, no matter what your gender or your color, like, or your ethnicity, whatever it was, you know, you all were a Power Ranger. And I think that is a beautiful message. The Puzzle Place on PBS was a place where that Mr. Rogers was another one for me. I love Mr. Rogers, but the Puzzle Place was one where, you know, it was a representation of all these cultures, and the Puzzle Place was a place where all these different cultures, and they're all puppets. And a lot of people think puppets are creepy. So it's fine. But I didn't care. But they were all these, like, you know, it was a multi-ethnic place called the Puzzle Place, where all these different cultures would come together, and they were all friends. They were all friends, and they celebrated each other's culture and their diversity and their traditions.
It wasn't shoehorned.
It was a thing where exactly it was just about that, not propaganda, not like, oh, well, we got to take this and just change it into this. I think that's lazy. I think when you know, there's a lot. Well, you know, there's a lot of, I agree, there's a lot of Disney where I think they could do better with diversity. I think they could do better with, hey, I'm all for, I am not just all for, I am like, I want them. We live in a world that's growing more and more multicultural. We are becoming more, you know, we're rubbing elbows against other cultures and other, you know, ethnic traditions. I love that. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. But don't just do that for money.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
if you're a casting director, just pick the best person. Don't be like, oh, well, this guy has to be black now, or, you know, whatever. Like, that's,
or make something new.
That's what I say. Yeah.
I mean,
do something new.
Here's my thing. Little Mermaid. Mermaids are mythical creatures. Who gives a heck? I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what, you know, but I work at a library. Do you know how many fairy tales are out there that they haven't made movies of that would be so cool? And so many different cultures. Like, there are tons of Indian fairy tales. There are tons of Native American.
But
fairy tales.
No, we have to African, do what we've done before, and we'll just gender and race swap.
And every
people.
Time they make a new one, it loses quality.
It loses quality. Yeah.
And it loses heart, and it's unfortunate because the people in these movies are great, you know, but it's.
Oh, go ahead.
It's
no,
fine. Take it away.
No, I'm not. You're on a roll. You're on a roll. I am so excited. So it's kind of like, okay, look at the last one we really had, Princess and the Frog, right? That was the last animated, but that was one of the most, you know, the most, you know, it was one, you know, when do you see a black Disney princess? When do you see that? Not many. So why wouldn't you want to dig up new, but yet old, and, you know, fairy tales?
Frozen, but again, it was like, that's again a European centric.
Yeah, but then, but here's what Disney will do. They'll be like, they'll dig up a European fairy tale, and they're like, oh no, we'll just race swap it.
Right,
oh God.
But. And that's, again, that's
Snow White.
That's fine if there's a reason, or because you have an actor that you found that is just fucking awesome for that role.
Right. Yeah.
But if you're doing it just to do it, that's wrong. Like, that's wrong. Just stupid. And it's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and going to the Snow White thing, I mean.
have you guys seen the photos from the set?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's my thing. Yeah. It just doesn't look great.
Yeah, well, I'm just gonna pull it up because
talking about. Let's go. All right, you guys, it's all you guys. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, those don't look like
like dwarves.
Dwarves.
And that, you know, that's the main thing here is.
Well, I did an eensy bit of research in the 5 seconds I had before I came on this podcast. But I from what I read, Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
Right. Was offended on behalf of little people, dwarves, for their portrayal of them living in a cave or something along those lines. So it was akin to them being like trolls. That's what I read. I don't know if that's accurate.
No, that's.
But
wait, did they live in a cave? They just worked in a cave, right? I mean, that's what they did.
In the original movie, yes.
Gems from the mine, like.
Yes, and I'm like, if that's like the same thing, I'm like, well, then why wouldn't they work in the cave? But if they're living in one, I don't know. That was what it said in the tiny article that I read, so that would probably was wrong. Mm-hmm. But there again, Peter Dinklage is not having any trouble getting any work, and I think it's not really kind to these actors.
By the way, Peter Dinklage, I love you, and I hope you are the new Toxic Avenger, because I love Toxic Avenger, and I really do like him. I do like him. But I think he's wrong. You know, I think there are, he doesn't represent every little person that's out there. And it was like, oh, congratulations. I know I've read all the headlines, which is
this is so bad. It just popped in my head when he said that, but he doesn't represent the lollipop cue. Was it a buzz? Sorry.
You said it, not me.
I know. We're all thinking it. Come on. Right when you said that.
No, I actually didn't, but that was creative. But I will
in terms of that, though, is what I mean, though. The Wizard of Oz had midgets or dwarfs, what do you want to call them, playing those parts because that's the part they were meant to play. Like, that's the cast they needed. This is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I guess we need those, but we're going to change it now.
The cisgender, that's right.
This should be another movie. It's not Snow White. It and the Seven Dwarves. It's
no. It's there's
Snow Brown.
Right. Yeah, and it's called like Snow White and the Seven Diversity Hires. And that's what it is. Yeah. You know, it's what Disney. I love Disney, by the way. I don't want to be blacklisted, but it is what Disney thinks progress looks like. And then what I love about this conversation, this is why I was like, okay, I will join this, because I think whatever this discussion is could lead into something better. So a diversity hire, right? So this apparently what's on the screen now is what Disney thinks is helping progress. And I think that is a healthy conversation to say, is it? Is this really what's?
Well, I think that's trying to go back to that diversity manager, whatever, that was fired. Did she have a hand in this, or was this after the fact? Yeah. Is this something else they're trying to do now, or was this still part of the old regimen or whatever?
TMZ, image source, TMZ. Are these even real?
They are. Disney first said no, but they came back and said yes.
Okay.
They're not official.
Okay. Some of these are stand-in actors. So
okay. So we kind of have to at least acknowledge that. But probably it's going to be somewhat close, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a representation. Like I said, it may not be all the right actors, but it's a representation of what the look they're going for. So it's pretty accurate.
All right. Hannah, what do you think?
Well, I was just going to say they can still have diversity because people with dwarfism can be of all different races. Like, it's still have done that.
Yes.
You know? Like,
I heard a small person talking about the problem with this. And so their specific size, this is what he was saying, is for this role. Now you're getting rid of this role for them as actors and actresses, like, and giving it to somebody else. So
and that's what I was suggesting with the
I was saying Peter Dinklage can get any role he wants. I don't think it was
right fair. But not all of them can.
No, exactly, and that's the thing. He took away seven roles or six roles of people who
I feel like they added he went away for a second. I feel like they they had to include one small person in the cast, just because if they didn't, then everybody would be blowing up about that,
right?
And that to me right there just says everything wrong with the movie.
That's the hard part, is like Disney, you know, I'm not somebody who's going to call things woke or not. I'm from Oregon. Everybody's woke there. So I'm like, whatever. Jeff is the one who will call it out. I'm like, sure.
Don't blame me.
No, I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying that's not how that's not what I, but what I'll say is.
Don't you throw me under the bus.
It's not throwing you under the
Disney bus, at least.
It's not throwing you under the bus.
Sorry, guys. I apologize for this night.
Go ahead.
No.
I just teased.
I know, I forgot what I was going to say now, so you go
first. No, you just said you... Oh, I won't. Well,
no, I completely forgot. I spaced because you were talking.
Yeah, you said everybody's woke. You don't,
this is why we need to get two separate spots. Hey, we cannot do this ever again. I'm so sorry. Sorry, everybody. Mostly for me. But, well, yeah, you know, I thinking about diversity, thinking about, you know, I think what Hannah just said was absolutely true. It's like you can still have diversity, but there still could be, you know, little people. But because Peter Dinklage was like, well, if you dare put a little person in this and you call them a, the whole, he basically said, cast a spell on the entire thing and said, the entire thing of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves is just a racist horror, not racist. God, it's not racist. Well, it's a, what would you call it? Not ableist. What would you call it? Like, anyways, the whole thing is because there's dwarves in the narrative itself means that how dare you make this in the first place? And I think the
discriminative, I guess, would be the ultimate
discriminative. Yeah, for sure. And I think Disney was like, oh, well, you know, you have okay, then. Well, we didn't know better.
Make a new movie.
Sorry.
Don't call it Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Make a new movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Here.
I remembered what I was going to say. Okay. I was going to say Jeff will call Disney woke up and down because it can be, in a lot of things it does. I will say I don't think Disney could win on this one. Like there was, I don't feel like if they had done it one way they would have been in the clear, and I don't feel like if they had.
Yeah,
what they're doing now.
Yeah, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, I really.
That's a good point.
I agree with, you know, I'm a fan with Peter Dinklage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, me too. But I having him say this, like, where was he when Willow Disney Plus came out? Mm-hmm. Because we had a group of small people, dwarves, whatever you want to call them. And they were living in like houses made out of like trees and stuff. Like, right. I mean, why is that okay?
He was in that, right?
So here's what I've.
Money off of that one, right?
Well, no. Let me.
He wasn't.
Let me be more. Okay. Well, no. He was, but let me.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
That was Peter was in Willow. No.
No, I didn't see it. I have no idea.
Well, I'm trying to be more empathetic. So from what I know, I don't know the full story. But I do know, you know, from what I've heard, it was like, I think when Peter was on the playground as a young kid, he got bullied, right? So, and it was like, oh, you're a dwarf, you're a dwarf, you know. Bullied.
So what?
Me too.
Well, but I mean, so let's suspend our own narratives and let's just try to connect with.
I know where you're going. I understand. Then, like that, you know, but if it affected him, whatever.
Why didn't it affect him in this other project?
Now I'm gonna agree in the fact that okay, sometimes your own narrative will color the way that you know you will have. I don't know. You know, like maybe they called him. Yeah, I don't know what they called. I don't know his story. And, you know, I'm always thinking, well, before you really demonize someone, it's like, well, he may have had a, and I think actually from some of the maybe interviews or, you know, some of the stuff I've listened to or I've read, it seems like, you know, the Seven Dwarves, like, yeah, why didn't he, why is Willow something different than the Seven Dwarves? Well, because I think probably in his own life, that's a touch point for him. That's a touchy thing. When he was on the playground, you know, as a kid, I don't know. And I could be, no, it's not. I don't know. But I actually think, well, no, this was, maybe it is. Okay. But I'm trying to recall and remember some of the articles I read, some of the things, you know, when he did call out initially, the seven, you know, Snow White in the very beginning, I think he was recalling his own
backstory about being bullied and hurt on the playground, you know, or as a kid being called all these names. And I think it was a reaction.
An elf, he was called an elf.
Yeah, but it's different than being like in real life.
Yeah, in real life.
Hey, you're dopey. You're dummy. You're sleepy. Yeah. You're sleepy, happy, dopey, grippy, sneezy, bashful doc. Whatever it is, you know. That was actually good. Sleepy, happy, dopey, grippy, sneezy, bashful doc. So I know, you know, but to be called, you know, and just be, on the playground, maybe teased or whatever it is. That sticks. And so maybe it was, you know, and who knows? I'm actually curious. Here's what I'm curious about. Maybe in light of his fellow little people, you know, his fellow peers backlashing against him and, you know, being the kind of person that, you know, has single-handedly took jobs away. I wonder if he might maybe backtrack, or maybe he will consider a new, maybe he'll consider, you know, because I think it actually came from a place where he got teased and he was like, I don't want to screw these dwarves because I got, I think he got teased for being a dwarf. And he's like, I hope Hollywood never makes this movie because, and you can kind of go back and I have these moments in my own life where I'm like, you know, I'm so white. Look at this. People call me Casper as a kid. Casper the ghost. You know, I could see a scenario in empathy where I'm like, screw Casper. And if they try to cast me as Casper, I'd be like, oh, I don't want it. And nobody else should do it either. You shouldn't even make this movie because it hurt my dang feelings. It was horrible to be called that name, you know? So what if he grew up in a place where he got called, you know, sleepy, happy, dopey, grumpy, sneezy, bashful dog, whatever it was. And it's just like, screw this movie. It hurt me more than it helped me. And I don't want this movie to ever be made. And then before you know it, you go on this tirade and then it hurts other people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
gonna leave it there, and I'm gonna have that pregnant pause, and I'm gonna
maybe all of that, you know, helped him get to where he is today, to be in the position where he does say something, everybody hears him, instead of like some of these actors where no one even knows who they are. So, you know, maybe he didn't do that with Willow because, I forgot his name now too, but. Warwick Davis, maybe because Warwick was in it and he's like, well, he's, you know, he's wicked, he's Willow, and I'm not gonna touch that because it's another small actor, whatever. Okay. Maybe that's why. But you know, we all have things that affect us, and you can burst out saying the wrong thing and then it can affect things here and there, and it makes us who we are. But I can say the same thing like you were saying about being white and Casper and all that, but if we were big actors and we said that about this movie or whatever, people were just gonna laugh at us. Like,
no one
cares. And
nobody cares. Yeah,
because it's a dwarf movie and it makes more for him, but
sure,
it's not there's no like white person, you know, why isn't Snow White white? Like, mm-hmm. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Like, we don't care about that.
Right. Like, yeah. I always think, I'm like, okay, we can talk all day long about what's wrong. What's wrong with all these movies? But I think a more constructive conversation is, in your own mind, let's dream, you know, let's say Snow White, let's take the Little Mermaid, let's take Aladdin, what would it look like in a perfect world to wave that magic wand and to recapture the magic
discover the magic, if you will, discovered the magic of those old stories into a new world. And I think those conversations are, there's so many podcasts, there's so many discussions out there about what's wrong. Hey, if you want to deconstruct these things, but maybe we should dream together and have fun. And maybe that would be the thing that pulls somebody or people into podcasts like this, thinking about, hey, let's dream. Let's think about let's take a story. Maybe just one story. Could be Snow White. That's what we're talking about. What is it about the old story that you find wonderful and capturing? And how would you, if you could wave a magic wand, apply it to our new culture?
I wouldn't touch it.
Well, there you go.
Why? Let's go there. Well, Steve-O, let's go there.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't touch it. Just leave it the way it is. If you want to do something in today's society, you make a new movie. Don't touch the original.
What do you think about the old story that applies to now?
Have you read some of those?
I don't know. No. I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid.
Okay. Yeah, just the Disney. Just leave it, though. So I think that's – well, I do have a say in – or not say. I do have there is a – yeah, I will say there is a vulnerability in the old Snow White that is –
yeah, she's 14.
Because now with this new movie, now you're going to have to change the ride. You're going to have to do all this other stuff.
Kidding.
Never mind.
I was making a joke.
I was gonna say, trying to fit a story, like especially like taking an older movie and fitting it into today's society. They kind of did that with Enchantment. Is that what it was? You know, they made a musical where she's
Enchanted.
Yeah, she was like a cartoon, but she comes to real life, and it's in present day, and in fact, I almost called this podcast Disenchanted until they actually made that sequel movie. But
how dare they?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it kind of worked and it kind of didn't for me in some ways. So if that's what, what we're talking about as well, is trying to do it in a today's world, it was kind of silly, and that's what the whole movie was about, and how silly that would have been, having like a princess or whatever. But you could do it with different characters that represent those in today's time, and totally have a different movie. That's a different movie,
right? But let's look at Snow White. Like, she, so there's a lot of critique of the old Snow White character, because she's looked upon as too passive, right? The new Snow White. There's no Prince Charming. I don't know, whatever.
Florian.
There's no Prince. Yeah, there's no Florian. It's basically about her own queenly strength, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Her own strength, just trying to find her own way. And if I have I will say this. If I ever have a little daughter, I will be like, you're watching Frozen, you're watching this new Snow White, because I want her to be empowered. I don't want her to bring home a little man and be like, oh, I need him. Oh, I need this little man. No, you're your own strong woman. And who is this guy? I don't know. I won't actually own a shotgun. I'll just make the noises.
You're just standing
whatever.
There.
You're like,
oh, your dad's crazy.
Oh, you can let me get out of here. Oh, I'm a panel three.
Oh, Goofy with a shotgun, and you're just two. Okay, enough said.
Slam three. I don't know.
Getting to that point, though, what we were just talking about with Little Mermaid? They did the same thing. Isn't that what Kathleen Kennedy is always doing? She did it with Indiana Jones. I'm all for the strong female lead.
Yeah,
its own story again.
But I'm not anti-male, and that's the difference. I am all for stories that are I love a good story where women are strong and wonderful and capable, and there's nothing wrong with those. What I don't like is, you know, these sometimes I feel like the new stories are, and it goes from both sides. Women bad, men good, the He-Man woman hater club, or men bad, women good, men drool, women cool. And I feel it's like some of these, like, look at the new Indiana Jones. I feel that is that narrative where the entire movie was about deconstructing and humiliating Indiana Jones as a strong male. Luke Skywalker, he's a strong male. Well, we have to deconstruct him. Same thing with Han Solo. Well, we can't progress him as a character. We have to make him a deadbeat dad, and then we have to kill him because it's funny, you know? And I think these are gender games that I think are just, we need to outgrow these, and we need to come to a place where we appreciate. Look, I'm not even calling it gender, like masculinity, femininity, whatever it is. We can't create narratives in such a predictable way, which is what's going on right now, where I can go see a movie and I go, okay, if I see a male of a certain this or that, I'm going to know they're a bad person. They're gonna be demonized. And if I see another person of this, you know, this or that, I already know, because I've seen so many of these things, they're gonna be a good person and they're gonna be the hero of the story, and they're gonna have nothing wrong with them. I am so tired, and I'm not stupid. I've watched so many of these narratives and stories where I can already tell you, I can just walk in, I can watch a movie, and I can tell you how it's going to end, who's the bad guy, who's the good guy already, because there's a this person and a that person and a
Avatar.
This, a that person. Yeah.
And Avatars. you know who's bad, you know who's good. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. You know.
Talking about Han Solo, like the Rey character, Finn, or whatever, having those two in there, that was its own story. That was awesome. Yeah. But then they took, like we were saying, they made Luke and Han Solo like kind of stupid and like pointless. And that's where everything got lost. And if you just kept them the same how they were and you included the new characters, that movies would have been so much better.
Yeah. And the critique on Disney, I love Disney. Please don't fire me. Don't blacklist me. So sorry. Is that, you know, there were, you know, like Finn, the character Finn had a bigger story arc, but because of other countries that tend to be racist and tend to not like people of color, they decided not to pursue that narratival arc with Finn. And even on some of these posters with Finn, they decided just to wipe Finn away. And that is horrible.
Right. Okay, I guess you don't get to see the movie then. Sorry, you know, but they're all like, "Oh, let's go! I gotta have money from them."
They're bending and then the Disney, rules again.
Yeah, and then Disney's like, "Well, we're all for diversity and inclusion. Are you?" But when it comes, there's a phrase that's called woke capitalism, and I'm just gonna put that out there. Woke capitalism, I think, is horrible. So when a company wants to genuinely pursue stories and of people, you know, diversity, of diversity and inclusion and equity and all these buzz phrases, but when it's at the heart and they want to tell good stories, and okay, you can, there's nothing wrong with pushing it, like I'll say it, I'm really open-minded for people to push agendas. You know, I remember watching PBS as a kid, and I knew every show I watched was, you know, whether it's environmentalism or it was, you know, don't do drugs or, you know, I'm used to that sort of propaganda. I'm actually open to it, but just please tell a good story.
Right.
Win me over. win me over, please.
But I mean, I think that's the whole point that we're trying to make throughout this whole thing. Do it for the story. Don't do it just to do it.
Yeah.
So let's hear you both talk about that. What do you guys think?
I already just said, I said my two cents.
Yeah, keep going.
I told you I'd shut up more this podcast. So I just want you all to talk. You know, I don't want to read in the comments, you know, this Jeff guy talks so much. I just wish he'd shut up. So I would.
No,
you're fine.
But that sort of goes back to like what I said, what would be a good story? You know, when we're talking about, doesn't have to
be. Hollywood can't think of anything. So that's why they're doing all these remakes and changing everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes back to what, you know, she was saying. There's so many different stories that haven't been told.
Filter stories from way back when.
Or how about, you know, think of something new that hasn't been done yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's not hard. Just write a story.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have short stories even that I can probably turn into movies, I'm sure. So.
Yeah. Yep. What would you...
Pick an animal. Pick a... No, I'm just kidding.
Well, there's a book. Yeah, dog. You know.
Oh, what is that Dr. Seuss book? It's called with the Sneetches. I don't know. There's the Sneetches. I don't know. Okay, if you're listening to this, you know, I think people back in the day knew how to do this much better than we do now, because we're just direct. You need to do better. You know, you need to just do. So we're just going to take these old stories because we are not confident in ourselves to create new ones. And we're going to swap out things. And if you don't like it, we're going to call you ist names. You're a this ist. You're an ist. You're a, you know. And that's kind of the new, you know, war that's going on. But then you have these like progressive, like Mr. Rogers back in the day. You have these stories of Dr. Seuss, even though there's a lot of, I know there's a lot of controversy around Dr. Seuss, but there were these inclusive things that were like, hey, let's win your heart. Let's tell good stories that capture your heart, capture your wonder. And then, you know, you'll put the dots together you'll connect the dots on your own, and you'll be a better person. You will be more, you will love your neighbor better, or whatever it is. But now it's just like force fed down your throat. If you don't like this, you're, you know.
So this is what I'm, you kind of hit on the point there. So we're saying that Disney probably, you know, they don't have new ideas. Do they? Or... are they just putting out these movies just to put in the diversity shit? Mm-hmm. Like, we're just going to remake it just so we can do that, just because we're all woke.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they have.
I'm sure they have.
They've made some original movies in the past couple of years, like Turning Red.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure they have tons of ideas.
Mm-hmm. But they're not.
They're bombing. So do you all want to talk? Do you know anything about how they're doing in the market and the shareholder stuff? They're not. Apparently, if everything I read is correct, Disney's struggling in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I heard that he was going to be selling, or Iger was thinking about selling Fox or ESPN, ABC, and a few other.
Wow. He better not sell Goofy, because where Goofy goes, I go.
So.
Well, goodbye.
I think Jason's frozen. Is Jason frozen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Let it go.
I was gonna say frozen.
My internet just
crashed. There he goes. Back at it.
I don't know what happened. That's the first time my internet's crashed.
Yeah, that was weird. Just
having a good time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jeff and I had a whole big conversation while you were gone.
I know. We problem solved the, you know, the existential crisis of life. We talked about Cold Fusion and why
fixed Disney everything but the woke
needs to get
We did time travel and everything.
Yeah.
I know.
Using a hoverboard.
Turns out it only takes 88 miles an hour. I know it's a big surprise, but how could we end it on a fun, more of a, like a fun, because, you know, this is a series, this is actually, it's been wonderful talking tonight because this is actually a tough subject. And I think all of us handled it with honesty, but I think we all handled it with empathy.
Yeah, and we don't want to, you know, it's a movie, but we don't want to.
Right.
I think for all of this, it's not about the movie.
It's not about them.
It's about
the way they're handling everything. And again, you know,
and you're like, I don't want to be blacklisted and all that, but honestly, Disney knows they're wrong, and that's why people got fired, and that's why things are going to shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe this whole conversation is moot, but it's still.
I don't think it is. I think it's nuanced to the point where people were. I don't think we've picked. I think this has been a wonderful conversation because I think we've all been very thoughtful and meaningful. How we aren't afraid to talk about certain things, but then at the same time, I don't know. I think there's been a lot of care. I'm not going to text you tonight or tomorrow and be like, can you edit me? No, I think everything all of us have talked about. You know, I think.
Oh, he's edited me before, so.
Well, no, and you will. But I'm just.
Only when you farted.
It's like, oops. What was that? Oh.
I'll do it, Jay. Hello?
Like,
hello?
I know. I'll just get a puppet. I'll be like, what'd you do? I don't know. No. I think this has been a wonderful discussion. And I think for such a hard topic, look. I've seen so many casts that fall into Disney suck, anti-Disney or pro-Disney. Yeah. And I think we've done a masterful job.
We're not trying to be negative. We're just trying to get our point out.
No. But
we still love Disney and we want to, want to see them succeed.
And we've been open-minded to each other maybe it came out of this spot. So, you know, I think maybe the last 15 minutes, we for a listener, if I was a listener, I think, okay, we've been diagnostic, right? So we've been talking back and forth, the pros and the cons, what we feel, what's been bad, maybe what's been good. So maybe we end it in a place where a listener would be, you know, maybe we don't have to, but maybe a listener would, you know, that's why I asked earlier, like, okay, what would maybe a story, what's your favorite story and how would it connect to today's world?
What's your favorite scary movie?
What's your, you know, but what, you know, how would.
Diana Jones and the Crystal Skull. My favorite.
She'll never be back. I'm sorry. Guys, I apologize. You know, God, it's bad enough sharing a microphone now, especially with somebody that says things like that. Scary movie. Oh yeah, that's true. Okay, never mind. Okay, I digress. But maybe, you know, I don't know how to. If you want to bring it back to a place of positivity, I just feel for a listener that's where eventually you want to kind of, you know, you want to be. You can be. I don't think any of us have been overly negative. I think we've been very diagnostic. But at the end, we sort of want to maybe get back to a place of why we celebrate maybe the old stories or something like that, you know. So maybe we can.
Well, like Snow White, if it wasn't for Snow White, we wouldn't be talking. We wouldn't be at a Disneyland. We wouldn't have any of this stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Or maybe just any story. Like it could be any of the animated stuff and say, hey, we recognize that there's a lot of retelling of this new animated stuff, but you know, let's go back to the stuff that we love, the old stuff.
What we grew up with.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's where all of this stems from. That's one of their most successful periods is when Little Mermaid and Aladdin and Lion King, Beauty and Beast, came out, all those came out. I forgot the guy's name. He did all the music for that, like wrote him. What was that?
Alan Menken?
Yeah. And there's another guy too. I forget it, but you know, they were all responsible for those series of cartoons coming out, and you know, like I said, it's like one of the most successful series of times for Disney, and for them to try to bring them back in live action, like again, they're all about IP and whatever. It makes sense for them to try to do that, and I'm all for them doing it if it's done right.
Oh, but
it hasn't been. But I think they can still do it again.
Yeah. Well, look at Haunted Mansion. It bombed. Right. It bombed. The first Haunted Mansion bomb was really bad.
But people are hungry for this new one.
This new one looks good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of where I was going to go. Saying they, you know, learn your lesson and then do it again and try to do it better. You know, that's what I'm saying.
But here, okay, I'm going to say something controversial. This is going to be. No, keep it in the podcast.
I don't care. I don't care. You got to keep it in. I think you should just, I think a lot of these old stories still speak. Okay. I'm sorry. They do. And I think a lot of these narratives of whether it's the Little Mermaid or Snow White or whatever, let the stories be the stories. And I think there's a danger to that. There's a danger because they're not perfect. Right. So sometimes, like the Little Mermaid, I watched the Little Mermaid, the original one, before I went and saw the live action. Boy, there's Ariel. There's parts where she's unlikable. She is not a role model. She's a brat. And these moments. There are things in the old movies that are, you know, but yeah, Hannah's going to go watch. Or she's going to let her dogs out because they're crazy. But here's what I would say. I think that a lot of these old stories, it's up to you to sift through them and to think and to choose what is applicable to my life. I don't know how to say
applicable?
It. I don't know. Whatever.
Applicable.
Yeah, you said it. you know, I've had a bourbon, but you know, so what can I apply to my life? What shouldn't I? Yeah.
Right.
But that's but is that up to Disney to tell me what is and what isn't? And I don't know, but I will tell you what, I think there are things and there are these things in the old stories that whether we like it or not, yeah, they don't mesh with the new, what I would call a puritanical culture, right? So there's the new, okay, we got to censor this. We have to take out that. And the new purity culture is basically we got to run it through the filter of purity and whatever comes out on the other end, like you're supposed to like. And to me, when you just watch the movies the way they are, God, I'm gonna get canceled for this. They're interesting and they're beautiful and you are there and you can sit there and you can say, yeah, Ariel's not that great there, but she is awesome here. And it's up to you to kind of figure out what applies to your life. Now there's a lot of, and I think there's a lot of, there's a scariness and a danger to that because you have to actually in your own mind, I mean, it's up to the people. What if you apply the wrong morals to your life? But that's the beauty of and the complexity of these old stories. Snow White, right? Snow White was one. Maybe she did rely too much on a man. You know, maybe that story was too much driven by, well, you have to have a this to save you. Yeah, that could be true. But, you know, I don't know. Why would running it through a filter of a purity culture, Why is that better? Why wouldn't I, wouldn't, you know, I don't know.
Is it better? I mean, I don't think it's better. Like you said, let the stories just be what they are.
Mm-hmm.
When you gotta take every story and change them and change them and change them and try to force your wokeness on it.
Yeah.
Just to do it. That makes no sense.
And I hate and wokeness. I'm like, I know that word. Yeah, I call it purity culture.
Whatever you want to call it, but
yeah. And it can come from the right or the left. You know,
if you just make a movie, and just try to make it entertaining. I don't care what you do with it, but don't do it to all of your stuff. You know, like you don't have to force everything on everybody.
Yeah,
just like make a movie.
And I loved when I watched The Little Mermaid. I love that Ariel was kind of. She was not refined. She wasn't even likable, you know, in the animated. Oh. You remember, like, you know, she treated Flounder just like, I'm like, how dare an accessory. I'm like, are you a sociopath, Ariel? What is your problem? Well, that made it interesting because maybe her character developed. Yeah, she was a little bit too involved in herself and she was just all about trinkets and toys and just up in the, you know, but she became somebody that became more more empathetic and more, you know, as she went from the depths into the, I don't know, I could talk all day about this stuff, but you know, that made that story interesting. But when you run it through purity culture, whether it's from the right or the left, it just becomes a cookie cutter, purified, uninteresting version. Yeah.
So I think kind of the point you just kind of hit on the head is stories are about having somewhere to go to or something to learn. Mm-hmm. Something that makes you better. And these stories are being stripped of all that. And you're starting in this place and there's nowhere to go. And mm-hmm. I think
that's right. Make a new movie.
Yeah.
Just make a new movie. Forget it. Stop trying to remake an old movie. Just make a new movie and just rename it something else.
Yeah. Or sequel or whatever. And like you said, go with a different character, do a different spin on it.
Yeah.
And win hearts.
Yeah,
from that story.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right? Just make a good movie. Don't worry about all that stuff. Just focus on the story. That's all you got to do.
Exactly.
Focus on the story.
By the way, the best Disney story is a Goofy movie.
Now I got to go watch that. I have to go watch that now.
No,
I haven't seen it.
Oh, no. Yeah. No,
don't be mad. Wait. Don't be mad.
I'm not. Uh-oh. I promise I didn't do that. That was the universe. That was karma. I didn't do that on purpose. I think
he was cussing you out on the back.
No. Go watch the Goofy movie.
I've seen it, but it's been a while. So I'll have to
rewatch it again. All right,
next time.
Oh. Goofy movie. Yeah.
Just a perfect movie. There's nothing wrong with it. Let's just be honest.
Well.
It's true, right?
Warsh. I can't do it. I can't do your voice.
Warsh.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, light up. What are you trying to do? Yeah, it's the best movie ever. It's the best.
It's better than Star Wars? It's a
goofy movie.
Yeah, it's better than Star Wars.
Jeff would say 100%.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a video, I don't know who made it, but it was like why the Goofy movie is one of the most underrated Disney movies of all time.
Yeah, was it really you that made that movie?
I wish it was. Whoever made this thing.
Is this by some guy named FJ Abershade?
No, it's not true, but it was like, I wish I could, I wish I had the verbal capacity to say all these things that this person said, because it was just perfect. But anyways.
That's how I feel about Emperor's New Groove.
Oh,
that's one of my top five favorite movies.
It's so good.
Have you seen the behind the scenes on that?
I haven't even seen the movie.
You got to watch that too. But that movie was completely different when they started making it.
Really?
Wow.
And it just like they just
it came together.
Things weren't working here. They changed story, whatever. Yeah, and they're like, it barely got made.
So I'm sensing a next podcast of.
Now I gotta do homework. Now I gotta go watch movies.
Is the behind the scenes on Disney Plus?
Yeah. I watched it like a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
I know they removed some stuff, so hopefully it's still there. But take a look. If I figure it out, I'll let you know. But
yeah,
they also have what were we talking about? The two guys who made all the movies that we're talking about. They have their story on there too, which I recommend.
Is it Sherman Brothers?
No.
Okay.
Macon and whoever the other guy was. Okay. Like they have their story.
Boys. Yeah.
I was just watching the Imagineering one.
They've got some good documentaries on there.
Yeah.
I enjoy them a lot.
All right. Well, I guess this is a good point to end it then.
Yeah.
But we still want to hear what you guys think out there in the world. And you can share your thoughts with us on voice if you want, or send us an email. But if you send us a voice message, we can play it on the next episode. And you can find all that at Discover Magic Podcast on Instagram or discovermagic.com, which will take you to our link tree link.
You need to do a voice for that.
Discover Magic
Podcast.
No. If only we had somebody who could do a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we better keep searching.
It's me.
Discovered Magic Podcast. No, I can't even do it.
Keep going. Keep running. No, keep at it. We gotta. Yeah,
I'll get it someday. But
no, you are getting it, and I actually have some story, because you know I'll take old goofy stories, and there's always these little one-off characters that I'm like, okay, who can I have? I'm like, maybe I need a Christopher Walken. That would be awesome. So don't get offended if I text you or message you. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna need you to tell me this line, and I'm gonna need it by Thursday. So just be aware of that.
All right. Fair enough. Maybe Ashton will get a surprise goofy voice. Who knows? My nephew who.
Oh yeah. Anytime.
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm going to show you these videos after we're done.
Yeah.
But
okay. But I will do, if you ever have something like that. So I do my goofy voice for free, and I will do it. If there's no there, I did.
Well, I know. I hope you do it for free, because I didn't have to pay for the other one either.
Well, mine's going to be better, and that goofy voice sucks. So give me his. No.
No, I mean, I didn't have to pay for Mickey's voice.
Oh, well, oh, well, that's good. Oh, I want to see. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. So make sure you subscribe, share, like, you know, all that good stuff. And we'll see you again on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. End of line.